Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commission members, Secretary Roebling, Jack Tillich, staff attorney. Turn your eyes to page 82 of your packet that Rachel provided. It is called the Youth Package Proposal. And this stems from legislation that was introduced the last legislative session, 2021, House Bill 1034. And in a nutshell, House Bill 1034 really aimed at simplifying our statutes and subsequently our rules and regulations, basically for youth. I mean, before the statute changed, it was a kind of a mix of some seasons were 16 and under, you were considered youth. Some seasons, if you were under 18, you were considered youth. Some seasons, if you were 19 and under, you were considered youth. So what that piece of legislation really did was just streamline everything. If you were under the age of 18, you were considered a youth for all seasons, all licenses. So that was one part of the equation. It dealt with all the statutes that we reference youth in. This is the second part of the equation, and this is going back into our administrative rules and aligning that same idea. Again, correcting anywhere where it says 16 to have it being under 18. So I think Tom Kirschman or Director Kirschman just passed out a sheet. This is kind of a breakdown. It's called the license framework. You can see that various different types of licenses we have there. You can see what they used to be and what we're proposing them to become. Some of them, again, were changed in statute. I'll just briefly go through the administrative rules that will need to be updated. There's eight of them that we've identified that will need to be changed. The first one would be the combination license. Right now, under the combination license, we have a restriction that you have to be older than 16 years of age to purchase the combination license. But as you'll see, that's because we had a junior combination license that was kind of in conjunction with this. And again, that age restriction is not really required anymore. And really, you're not going to see somebody under the age of 18 purchasing a combination license because in the statute, you change it to fishing is free, or you don't need a license for fishing when you're under 18. The real reason that any youth might need a combination license is for, if you recall, last year we passed, we amended our rules to allow for the unrestricted take on private shooting preserves if a resident held a combination license. So this would allow a youth to participate in unrestricted take on a PSP. Moving on to the next administrative rule, another bullet point on your proposal sheet. I see a couple changes there. Again, that's just identifying where we had kids who were under 16 years of age for resident small game license. That was considered a youth. So we changed that, updated that to 18. Again, we also are removing the resident junior combination license, which is no longer needed. Non-resident small game license, again, we streamline that as being under the age of 18, you'd be considered youth. Spring Snow Goose, temporary non-resident license under the age of 18 is youth. Non-resident youth waterfall season hunting license under the age of 18. And then the other part that we kind of, and Chad Switzer will get into this a little more detail, but this is just kind of the where we set the fees for our license types. Right now we have apprentice and mentored hunting kind of all jammed in together, and within that is also youth. So we're going to carve that out and make three distinct seasons, a youth deer season, a mentored season, and an apprentice season. And I'll let Chad go more into detail with that. That's just updating the language there. Moving on to the next rule would be the non-resident waterfowl licenses. Again, that was just correcting a cross-reference and more administrative correction. Moving on to the next bullet point four, eligibility requirements and restrictions for youth waterfowl hunting. There we updated, there was, in administrative rule, we have a requirement that the youth have to be accompanied by an adult. That's actually found in statute right now. So if you are under the age of 16, you have to be accompanied by an adult. That's just what the statute is. So we're cleaning up our rules so that we're not repeating what statute already says. Moving on to the next bullet point, same thing there. Again, eliminating the requirement that the parent or guardian has to be with the youth. Again, we're not saying that the parent doesn't have to. We're just saying it's already covered in the statute. Moving on to bullet point six, this is dealing with the fishing licenses. We're eliminating the non-resident family fishing license, and that's large in part because of the bill that went through in 2021, this last legislative session. Again, non-resident youth and resident youth under the age of 18 are able to fish without a license, so that took care of a big chunk of who would be utilizing those non-resident family fishing licenses. So basically it came down to becoming a spousal family fishing license. So got rid of that, and then obviously there's no need for a non-resident youth fishing license because it's dealt with in statute. Moving on to bullet point 7, daily in possession limit for non-resident family fishing license. Again, because we're removing the non-resident family fishing license, the possession limit rule is not needed. And then the last bullet point there, any resident angler under the age of currently 16 wouldn't need a fishing license to get a paddle fish permit. We updated that to 18. So that's it in a nutshell, Mr. Chair. I'll be happy to answer any questions. I know I ran through that and rattled off some numbers rather quickly. I think the biggest takeaway is, again, simplification of our rules stemming from House Bill 1034, just making it consistent that if you are under the age of 18, you are a youth across the board. So again, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions for John on this? I think, again, John, you did go through it fast, but, you know, there's archive data from lots of different testimony on both sides of the chamber on this, and if people really want to get into the brass tacks of the detail, they can certainly find that easy enough as well. But you did a great job summarizing how we got to where we're at, and I think it totally makes sense and I'm supportive.
So with that, Mr. Chair, I'd entertain a motion as well.
Move to approve.
Motion.
Second.
Second by John. Any discussion on the motion? None. Seeing all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.